Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Fred?
Abstain.
Ken?
No.
Revlin, did you want to vote?
Okay. Yes is going to change it?
Yes is proposed to add the phrase, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times.
All right.
That was a yes. Okay.
Yes.
Wesley, did you want to vote?
Yes.
And your vote is a yes? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. And did Nancy come back? Nancy?
Yes. You're saying, what is the vote on? It's yes to have equal time during the drive time.
I'm going to read it back to you, Nancy, because I know you were off. So item 4 currently reads, in total, each candidate shall have his cart aired at minimum of 30 times in a variety of times of the day and week. And the motion is to add the phrase, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes, 2 no, and I have 1 abstention.
There's 2.
Isn't it
2, Fred? 2. You are correct.
Yep. I'd like to change my abstention to a no.
No, thank you. Okay. So I have 9 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. Thank you. So the motion passes, and that concludes this agenda item. And so Jane will forward those, whatever the number is, I think 5 motions that we passed on to the PNB. Okay. So now we move on to the next item, which is to finish the discussion we started last time about the cost-cutting and fundraising proposals that in this batch were all unanimously agreed by the work group, so hopefully this can go quickly. So we start with a 10-minute discussion on the first one, which is, I'll just read the text, early in NES tenure, write templates for candidate recruitment carts to be aired at 5 stations, recruitment through email notices to members and on the website, to prevent extending the nomination period. And let me point out that this was written, I think, before any of the committee had really studied the 2009 policy. So obviously, the first part about write templates for candidate recruitment carts, we've already addressed that. So I'm not saying we shouldn't pass it, but there's, just in case anyone's confused, that's the same thing we've just talked about. So the only new element here is recruitment through email notices to members and on the website.
Okay, point of personal privilege here, Carolyn.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to have to leave the call. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So any discussion or concerns about this? This seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Just, I guess, a point of information. I presume the reason this is a cost-cutting proposal is that the concept is that extending the candidate recruitment period would cost money because individuals would be on the payroll longer. That's the reason it's a cost-cutting proposal.
Precisely.
Because otherwise, yeah, I don't see what cost it cuts.
Right. No, that's the only cost it would save. Because this has actually happened in some prior elections where LESs did have to extend the period and then they did have to be paid for X number of weeks more because the whole election got set back.
Yep.
Okay, any other discussion on this, or can we move to, perhaps we won't even need a vote?
We just see if there's any objection.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any objection to this proposal? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Next, 5 minutes, Nia, on this one. Encourage local election supervisors to make cost-cutting suggestions to the national election supervisor and the national election supervisor to make cost-cutting suggestions to the executive director. It's like a no-brainer, if I may editorialize. Any discussion? Okay, any objection? Okay, that's adopted. Next one for 5 minutes. Encourage anyone to propose how to run the election with smaller budgets. Take a proposal. Another pretty simple thing. Any discussion or objection?
Yeah, this is Tracy. I'm not objecting. It's just that when people are not familiar with the mechanics of how things are carried out, their suggestions are often a little off the wall. So while the proposal doesn't have any concretes about how to solicit these suggestions, and I guess if we don't solicit them, it doesn't really matter. But I think some sort of a general call for cost-cutting suggestions would likely result in a certain amount of time factor for people to process and reply to these suggestions may or may not be practical.
Okay, yeah, and keep in mind that this was originally adopted way back in, I don't know, it was May or something, when this is a very early stage of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. So
a lot of this is kind of behind us now because we've, you know, reviewed bidders and we've had thorough discussion with them about how to cut costs and within the committee, probably 4 or 5 meetings. So I don't know how much this is still relevant, but does anyone else have anything to say?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I would vote to strike.
Okay. Is there any objection to striking?
Nope. What are you saying?
To striking this item, they encourage anyone to propose how to run.
Question, Sasha with a question.
Yes.
Is this for changing how things are done, including in the future?
Well, it's unclear the way it's written. I guess you could interpret it that way.
Then I rescind my strike if it's for the future.
Isn't this just a question? Isn't this part of a cost-cutting package recommended for the 2012 election? I mean, is that the frame under which
that was the
this was proposed?
I mean,
I strike back.
Yeah, I think we should stick to that frame.
Yeah, I mean, obviously anything that's done this year that works would be a precedent, but sure. So, Lydia, which way are you going? Striking or not striking?
It's too broad to just say anyone.
Yeah.
I have to concur with that.
I'm going to lean towards strike two.
Okay.
I'm with Lydia there.
Strike one, strike two, strike three, and you're out.
Well,
anyone else weigh in on the striking or not?
This is Evelyn.
Yes.
Could you maybe clarify it a little bit by saying any listener member or... you know, something like that.
Well, anyone have a reaction to that?
Because, there are listeners who are involved in thinking about how to save the station and stuff like that. And
this is Lydia.
Yes.
I think it's holding out a false promise because in order to affect a budget for this election, it would have to be implemented now. Difficult even for board members to get some of these things through. So there's no way it could work itself through the processes that it would have to in order for it to be implemented in a timely fashion to put it out to the listeners for this election.
If I can call on myself, I think Revelin raises an excellent point about the broader context of the financial crisis of Pacifica and the need for listener input. And, you know, perhaps this is time to go to the airwaves at all the stations and say, we are in a very serious situation. We need all the creative ideas we can get. But rather than singling out one piece of what Pacifica does, which is largely a fait accompli and most of the gears are kind of set on this year's election, but rather in general, we would like listener and staff input on, you know, on cost cutting, which of course is not in the purview of this committee, but I'm saying that the concept is good, but I don't think the application to elections works at this late date.
Okay. Can we vote on something?
Yeah. If there's nothing, if no one objects, then why don't we go to the vote on whether to strike this or not? Okay, so...
Point of information.
Yeah.
We apparently went through B and now are on C, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I was trying to get noticed for B because I think encouraging the LESs to make cost-cutting suggestions is much better than discouraging them. But since that's over and done with, let's talk about C.
That was adopted.
Oh, yeah, okay, it passed, good.
Yeah.
But, okay, excellent.
So now we're on whether to strike the language of encourage anyone to propose how to run the election, meaning the 2012 election, with smaller budgets, make a proposal.
Who are they going to make suggestions to us? I'm already inundated with a lot of suggestions.
Right. So that's, I think, why the proposal was to strike it. So is there any objection to striking?
I think I may have paid on this one, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to striking?
Well,
okay, hearing none, then it's stricken.
Who moved? Do I have to report who moved it to strike it, Bob?
Lydia
moved to strike. There were no objections.
Strike what? The whole thing?
No, just point C. Encourage
anyone
to propose all
of this. Well, let me just say, I still have an objection because it's a community radio station. And we keep leaving the community out, so I object. Even though I'm the only one, I we can keep sidestepping the community, but I object.
Okay,
then Bob, then I think we have to vote. And Jane, for the record, Lydia moved to strike, and I seconded. That's what she got.
Okay. All right, yeah, there aren't seconds in committee, but okay, that's fine. Let's vote.
Yeah, you're right.
Call the roll, Jane. And so let me clarify, a yes vote means that point C, encouraging anyone to propose how to run the election with smaller budgets, will be removed
for 2012.
For 2012, right, will be removed from our list of recommendations of the PNB.
Okay.
A no vote will keep it in that package that we pass on to the PNB.
And the reason that we're proposing to strike is because of the impracticality of soliciting input at this stage.
Sorry, you
right?
Blipped out.
And now you're
at that, please, James.
That's why some people are. It's not why everybody is.
Okay.
How's your hand?
Come on, everyone. We're out of time on this. We're just going to the votes.
Votes.
So, the yes.
Okay, I'm going to. Okay, so this is to approve or turn down the motion to strike this phrase. Ken Aaron.
Point of information, a yes strikes paragraph C.
Correct.
That's what I was told.
Correct.
I vote to strike.
Okay.
Fred Blair. Fred, are you there?
Yes.
Lydia. Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. You're there and you vote yes?
Correct.
Thank you. Lydia?
Yes.
Michael?
No.
Nia?
Yes, it's a little too late for this year.
Carolyn? Oh, Carolyn's off. I'm sorry, Bob?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy?
Strike, and I'm leaving. I have a dinner date, so any more votes, don't call my name. Bye.
Bon appetit.
Andrea? Oh, Andrea's not on. I'm sorry. Revlin?
No.
Jane abstains. Tracy? Wesley?
Yes.
Nancy? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes. We have 2 no votes. And we have 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. So that's stricken. Okay, D is a fundraising appeal should be included with the ballot. Any discussion? This has been done, by the way, on, I think, I don't know if it's all 6 of the previous elections, but if not all, then almost all. And, you know, it's had greater or lesser amounts of success, but certainly always netted more than it cost.
This is Jane. I just want to make a comment about this, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to see each of the stations have some input into the, what that mailing is. I think it's important for stations to get their identity out there in the mailings to members. That's just my comment.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. Hearing none, it's adopted. Final point, and this is 5 minutes. There should be an election-specific donation cup on the National Pacifica Elections website. Does anyone in the working group want to elaborate? Is that Michael?
I had a question. Okay. I'm wondering why it's only restricted to the national website and not the stations, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be on, you know, on all five as well. Does anyone
to amend that?
Okay. Is there any objection to adding that amendment, you know, on the National Pacific Election website and all, on all five station websites? And might as well be on the National Pacifica website as well, which is, we just heard from Terry, this is going to be a separate website. So
on the National Pacifica Elections website and the PMB website, and the Pacifica website and the local station board, local station websites?
The five.
Okay.
Okay. Any objection to any of that? Okay. Hearing none, and that's adopted as amended. So thank you. We've now finally completed all of the cost-cutting and fundraising proposals. And let's see. It is 10:54. We have 6 minutes till adjournment. Does it really make any sense to start the NES's requested issues for committee input? I would note that all three of them are not as time-sensitive. That we are, after all, meeting on August 7th. And, well, Terry, correct me if I'm wrong. Are any of these urgent before August 7th to be adopted one way or the other?
Which ones before?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just read them real fast. Business, whether to have a business reply envelope with the ballot.
Yes. I wouldn't think so. I'm just trying to think if there's any reason why we would actually have to have the contract before then. But with sooner is better, but I don't think there's any absolute reason why we have to have it before then, no.
Okay. All right.
I move to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjourn?
This is Ken. We still have like 5 minutes left in the time.
Yes, but a motion to adjourn is in order at any time, so.
Well, okay, right.
It must be voted on, so you object. Okay, so then.
I'd prefer to just discuss item 9 on the agenda for a moment.
Okay. Well, actually, what's next on the agenda is item 8. Okay. Well, let's call the roll on adjournment, and if it is defeated, then...
Wait a minute. What's number 8?
Number 8 is the NES's requested issues for input, like business reply envelope, inner secrecy envelope, and location of ballot tabulation.
No, all of those are lengthy discussions.
Right.
Take the vote on adjournment.
Yeah, no, that's what we're required to do. Anyone can move to adjourn at any time, and there's an immediate vote, so please change the roll.
And Kim was asking that we deal with the item 9 before we adjourn, which is why he asked that we vote on that. So the motion to adjourn, I'm going to call the roll, is...
let me clarify. Yes adjourns immediately, no continues for the 5 more minutes we have left. Go ahead.
Okay, Anthony Fest, are you back still with us?
Yes, I am, and I vote to adjourn.
Yes,
he's saying yes.
Yes, adjourn.
That's correct.
Sasha?
Yes.
Okay, and Tracy is off. Revlin?
Yes.
Okay, Teresa? No, Teresa's not on. Wesley?
No.
Nancy, are you here? Nia?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Was that Nancy? Thank you, Nia.
Nancy, are you there?
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, Carolyn.
No, to adjournment. Did you hear?
No, thank you. No, I didn't hear that. Thank you. Carolyn?
She left.
Carolyn left.
Oh, that's right. Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Fred? Fred, are you there?
Yes.
Ken?
No.
Okay, and Jane votes no, but we have a... We are defeated. We're so defeated. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 to adjourn, 4 to continue.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned, and we will talk to everyone on August 7th, and in the meantime, Terry will be in touch with us.
The report of what we did has to go to somebody in the national office, is that right?
Yes, Michael, I spoke about that earlier, and Jane very kindly agreed to do that tomorrow morning. So, yeah, Jane.
Okay. Let's adjourn so Jane could go and do that. She's on the
right.
East Coast.
Yeah, and Jane, you just address it to Christine Niera, as I did tonight, and CC the committee. So just use that same address. Okay.
I can do that. Bye bye.
And to the PMB. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
Everybody.
I'm just going to.
Great job.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Good night, all.
Thank you.